the fourth of the seven last words of Jesus on the cross, clarifies that God has great purposes even at times when we feel like we are forgotten. He actually abandoned His own Son. In Matthew 27:46, says, about 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Did God the Father feel the anguish of watching His one and only Son endure torture by His own creation? God can easily devise something for our salvation. But why did He allow His Son to go through such terrible agony? Did Jesus sense the fruit of the Holy Spirit in Him? Was there joy and peace in Him as He went through His painful punishment? Jesus' words reveal that He personally abandoned Him alone. Bible scholars suggest that at the time of His crucifixion, the Holy Spirit abandoned Him and His godly power was shut down. He felt forsaken. He asked for further explanation of His agony. Death is a reality, just as birth is no fantasy. Humans celebrate longevity of life. Every hopeful person desires to have extended life, but nobody can prolong it according to one's desired length of life. What is more important to you? To live long years or to live productive years? Anyway, our life on earth will have eternal consequences. In this earthly life, agony, struggle, persecution, difficulty are integrated with peaceful and thrilling life experiences. We want to have peace and joyful life always. That's for sure. We can have it when the Holy Spirit is actively at work in our life. We may live long or short, exciting or troubled life. But how does Jesus view life on earth? In Matthew 11:11, says, "Truly I tell you, among those born of women, there has not risen anyone greater than John the Baptist. Yet whoever is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." Isn't that amusing? The Lord considered John the Baptist lived to be greater than anyone born of woman. The life of John the Baptist had on earth was very short. He was more or less 30 years old when he died. His ministry was also short, about 6 months, according to Bible scholars. Yet the Lord declared, and it must be true, that John the Baptist was the greatest human who lived on earth. Many times we view great life as having everything we want, yet John the Baptist had not tasted expensive cuisine. His food was locust and honey. He did not wear luxurious clothing like Solomon's. Yet Jesus regarded him as the greatest human. Have we not felt forsaken? And we complain. God allows unpleasant experiences to bring out the greatness He created on us. Christ Jesus was forsaken, and He knows what we exactly feel when we feel abandoned. So we can trust that He will never abandon us. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, please help us to trust You when terrible times overtake us. Amen.